Welcome to the BTA podcast. BTA, the voice of business travel.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the latest BTA review with me, Clive Ratton.
And me, Andrew Clark.
Well, actually, yeah, it's good to have this conversation just leading up to Christmas, Andrew, to kind of summarise, I guess, a little bit what we've done at the end of the year and, warm everybody's ears because it's a cold day out there where I am at the moment. I'm not sure if it is for you. I could do with a nice trip away to the sunshine. I haven't had one for a couple of days.
Well, you know, Manchester, Clive, it's not stopped raining. It feels like for weeks we've had a deluge of rain. My trip to the sunshine is just after the new year, so I'm counting down the days.
Nice, you do miss it. But it's not like we've been sitting getting cold because there's been quite a bit going on at the Business Travel Association. We always say that. It's a bit of a repeat, yeah. But there has been a fair bit. Give us a bit of a start off and we'll have a chat about what we've all been up to and hopefully it's interesting to these people that are listening or the person.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because at the end of the year, we find ourselves invited to lots of awards and ceremonies and people recognising people, which is always great to see, certainly in our industry. I know we were both at the Business Travel Awards recently. I had a fantastic invite to the Travolution Awards, never been to them before, so that was a good bit more relaxed evening, no black tie requirement, but a different type of award, but lots of people there. So it's always good to see how different parts of the industry, or for this side, it was very much the leisure side of the industry, operate and work and reward their organisations and people.
Yeah, and I know Ivana went to an awards thing as well. So we're not just us holding on to it.
No, it's not just us. Yeah, Ivana went to one. Yes, yeah. Yes.
And Helen was at Business Travel Awards. So that's that was
yes,
a good
one. Yes, that's correct.
See, and yeah. I guess I always, you know, particularly the Business Travel Awards, I know I go on about this, but I've been to loads of them over the years, but haven't been in the industry a long time. And you just realise, moving on, that there's 1,000 people there and I probably only knew about 100. The rest are all young, fresh face and excited, which is brilliant to see as well, that the industry is regenerating, as it were, that they're coming through. So that's been good. But, I mean, on more kind of work-life matters, it's great that we, from the executive board point of view, we've had our first board meeting with the new board members. So some changes on there, and really delighted that we've got Rachel from American Express GBT and Vicky from Travel Perk and James from Travel Planet have joined us to really, kind of change the dynamic of the board, which is really important for us as an association to keep moving forward and bring what were the next generation, but now are the current generation of leaders within our industry to blend in. So, yeah, I've got to say, and you were there, thoroughly enjoyed our first board meeting with all of those guys in with their ideas. And we've got some stuff to work on as an association next year, which we'll share as we go. But
absolutely, yeah. Well, I always like to walk out board meetings with actions. I know sometimes you kind of walk away.
I always like to walk out a board meeting still with a job, so that's positive. But yes.
You are the CEO for a reason. But not only that board, Clive, we've had changes in the other boards that we host within the BTA. You know, our partner board is integral part of these conversations, you know, keeping us on the straight and narrow, feeding into our topics of conversation. Paul Spellman from AirPlus has returned to the board. We've had a vacancy. We're just about to announce a second one. I can't reveal it on screen, so you'll have to wait till our next show to find out who's joining our board. And also the Generation Board have had an additional member as well, Natalie Berger from Key Travel. For those who have known her from the past, she used to work for ANA, and she's joined the Generation Board, so brings a wealth of experience and understanding of the industry to help with some of the conversations. So I think it's good that we're getting a spread of, like you say, different age ranges, different personalities, different people with skill sets, different people with understanding of the industry. That just kind of helps shape and sort of drive some of our conversations, which is good. And also, it's nice to listen to other people's views occasionally as well.
Yeah, fresh approach is always good. And yeah, it's good that people are putting themselves forward as well. So when people do move on and leave, because that's often the case, they move around and their ball place goes as a result, that we've got people queuing up to join in and get involved, which is very refreshing and good for all of us. I know the Generation Board are putting an event on in 2024 for people that are new into the industry, which I really like them getting to do that, is to not only engaging their peers and people who are in the industry, putting something social back into it, but equally, you know, having a chance to talk about where the industry is going and getting them involved and knowing what the BTA is. So seeing some real tangible actions from those guys now.
Yeah, and that's that, as you say, that's been driven by them, which is great, because they're really targeting at those people that are newish to the industry, right? Under sort of 3-4 years in the industry, come and find out what the wider industry is talking about, not just your own organization. Meet some of your fellow colleagues and peers within the industry, share stories of, you know, it's always nice to hear why people got in. We held a breakfast just recently. We were talking mm-hmm. about that exact topic, and one of the questions we asked them is how they got into the industry, and 50% of the people there just kind of fell into it, right? And that's certainly how I've joined the industry, and I think you as well. So it's nice to sort of bring them all together and show them there is a group of people in the same position as them, rather than just, you know, maybe two or three of them that have joined their personal organizations.
Yeah, I fully agree. I forgot, yeah, that breakfast was really good, actually, to meet them, and a great location and a really good conversation with people that you know, relatively new, but just kind of really picked up on their enthusiasm for the industry, even if they fell into it. So hopefully use them as ambassadors to bring even more school leavers and people into this sector of ours through 2024, because it's still going to be a challenge, right, finding people to get into the industry.
And so we launched our manifesto, I think, since we last spoke as well, which was which has gone really well. And I know you've been busy on walking the corridors of power at Parliament, Westminster, just getting yourself known out there since that manifesto was launched. Do you want to share a bit of info?
Yeah, you know, it's been great. If anybody hasn't seen the manifesto, generally, please do have a look on our website. It's on there. And we've also got a summary, so you don't have to read the whole thing if you don't want to, about the things that the BTA are asking of government, whoever that might be, in 2024. But it was really to create awareness around what business travel does. So I have already, yes, you're right, I've been invited to the House of Lords. So I was in there very recently, meeting Lord Leong from the Labour Party, who's Shadow Minister for Department of Trade and Industry, who gave half an hour, but we ended up having just under an hour chatting with him, which was great to allow me the chance to really talk about what we do and what our members do and understand how important it is. And of course, they are very engaged in the Labour Party at the moment because they're keen to maybe win the odd vote or two, but that's not a bad thing from a business point of view. They're very switched on. He knew about business travel. He'd actually been in private aviation or general aviation before in his career as well. And he's opening the door to us off the back of that manifesto, where we raised a number of points, particularly about railways, about the sustainable aviation fuel and transport infrastructure, to introduce us to other members of the Labour Party. I've just actually agreed a meeting for early in the new year with the Shadow Transport Minister, obviously in the Labour Party. That's in the diary. And also somebody in the Conservative Party to meet with. And I also met the special advisor for Mark Harper, who is the current transport secretary, off the back of that manifesto, and using those opportunities to talk about what our members do and what our partners do and why it is so important to the economy. So it's really got traction within government, and very excited about that. I've been to the FCDO as well, Foreign and Commonwealth Office, since we last spoke. And getting involved in, you know, setting up some meetings for next year around, you know, metro mayors and other areas, which is a new target going down there. But yeah, it's been really good engagement. We've also joined the Tourism Alliance as an association, which is another lobbying organisation which gives business travel the first time being on that relationship, and they have a lot of talks with DCMS and other departments, and trying to get into the Treasury, which is one of the big ones that we want to talk to. So yeah, I'm actually kind of enjoying getting into Westminster and being heard. I think it's a really interesting time in government because of what's going to happen next year and what's going on, that we have got a huge opportunity as an industry to really kind of use it as a springboard to get
And Border Force has been another one we've had good collaboration with. We've had a few roundtables with them over the last.
You went to CEO roundtable, which is an exclusive bunch that they invite in, and we're again privileged to be part of that, along with senior airline executives and whatever you. As you did, to talk around the future of the border here in the UK, which is changing quite a lot and quite exciting to be done. So yeah, we did that, and I think we also been busy. You've spoken to US Homeland Safety and done a webinar with those guys. So they approached us, as US Homeland Security approached us to say, could you help us spread the message about their new ESTA arrangements, which are all online.
Yeah, they've moved to an app, which is quite transformational. I think for those that travel to the US, having to go on the website, fill in all your details, wait for it to come back. You can take your picture on your phone. You've got all your details there. It's loaded, logged, and you can access it on the move, which is a lot better than carrying around the pieces of paper or going to the wrong website and finding out you've been duped out of $15, $20 or whatever it is, which many people have done. So nearly had a schoolboy error there, nearly ran out of power. So thank you for chatting away while I had to dash off to jump in and plug my laptop in. Never mind.
Yeah, so if you heard me rambling, that was because he disappeared. That's what it was. So I apologise for that minute and a half of boredom. But
for our regular listeners, they'll know that you talk a lot and ramble anyway. So
yeah, exactly.
No difference for them, is it?
Absolutely.
But we had two great sector conferences, Clive, in the last couple of months as we end the year. As you said at the start, we've been kind of full steam ahead towards this kind of Christmas period. But ground transport and finance both brought some fantastic conversations, and in the finance conversation, in the finance sector conference, we ended up having a presentation from Good Business Pays, who you got connected to through by government, right? And we've now produced a white paper on the back of that.
Yeah, that was great, and I know Good Business Pays, an organisation, are doing great work on helping small businesses get paid on time, effectively by big businesses who have been stretching credit terms hugely unfairly. And I think it's pretty appalling to even think to do that, actually, at a time where everybody needs to have their cash flow really looked after, and not just big companies. So, yeah, we published that, and it's got fantastic pickup both in national media and in UK, obviously in the travel media around that piece. But that was a real result of us talking to government about an issue, and the government introduced us to the Good Business Pays. And the next thing is we've done the very first white paper, which, in fairness, Good Business Pays are going to roll out to other industries, and the dollar's about to bump now. You see, it's all happening. It's live.
Oh, there you go. It's live.
For those that people don't know, I now have two dogs, and they just set each other off all the time. So these things are a nightmare. Anyway, they're disappointing towards the door. And there's the door. So it is really important that we keep looking for those kind of collaborations and doing those white papers, which we will do, I'm sure, in 2024. The other thing I want to cover, I was hugely privileged to be on the first fully SAF flight with Virgin Atlantic across to New York.
How could we miss that, Clive?
Say that bit. So, yeah, I've flown across the Atlantic powered by ChipFat, and it was a success. But no, generally, I really...
Took 3 weeks to get home, though.
I did row across the Atlantic on the way back. But really important day for the industry, all jokes apart, and I'm totally privileged that we were, as the BTA, invited, and I was able to represent us, that it shows it can be done. And I think nobody is sitting here going, we've solved it. It's not. It was to identify a really good piece of work by Virgin and their partners, Rolls-Royce and BP, to prove that it could be done. Now we just need government support and private sector support to get the supply made up. And no one is also claiming that it is completely carbon neutral. It isn't, but it is a huge step forward. And when you add it on to things like offsetting, improvement in aircraft manufacture, efficiency, and other areas, that the industry is doing an awful lot. And that gives us focus as a sector to work on next year. But it was also a very exciting thing to be part of history, but a big thing for the sector, and obviously sustainability will remain to be important next year, and we will be campaigning on behalf of the sector, I'm sure, as we move forward.
Excellent. So anything planned for Christmas break, Christmas period? What do you normally do? How do you spend the festivities normally?
Well, you know, it's reading all the government papers and using that time. It's a family time, isn't it? Right, it's a time when business travel is a little bit quieter. That's for sure. So we'll be doing a bit of catching up, and yeah, I'm just spending some time with family and going away with the two very noisy dogs that people who are listening to this can hear in the background over New Year. And I think you're doing similar, right? And then you're heading off to the sunshine, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, family over Christmas. But I think one thing the viewers will notice, Clive, is that the last
listeners,
time...
by the way, they don't watch it.
Yeah, viewers, listeners. you only had one dog previously, right? Now you've got two. You've adopted another dog, right?
We adopted a rescue, which is our little Rosie, who's a star, but she does like to bark a little bit. But they're heading this way now. But best of mates is a lovely thing. So we're gonna, you know, it is a relaxing thing, dogs, for those that like dogs. But and you have one.
I remember I do, yes. And remember, dogs not just for Christmas though, Clive, right?
No, it's for life. And a dog
it's
is
for life.
And a dog has taken my place on the sofa, in the bed, in the car. So I've been relegated even further down the list than I was before.
Well, let's not talk relegation because I thought we weren't going to talk football this time. But
the words relegation don't ever come out of your mouth for Man City, do they?
But, they used to.
Yeah, you've been there. Yeah, you've been there. But we have got off the bottom of the league, us Reading fans, but we're still looking pretty dire as we speak. But a busy time for football over the Christmas period. We're not interested in the FA Cup and we got knocked out by a non-league team. What a season. So a bit of football over that period, which I'm sure you'll be doing as well. But
Excellent.
Yeah, well, yeah, listen, great to catch up. We will be doing these through 2024 and as regularly as we can. They're usually every couple of weeks. So we hope people enjoy listening to our rambles around the business travel sector and what the BTA has been up to. It just kind of says for me a huge thank you to Andrew for supporting me through the year and, of course, the rest of the BTA team. It's been a very busy year and it's great to work with everybody and clearly to our members and partners for their loyalty and support. And we really hope for everybody connected in the sector. I think it's safe to say with so many horrible things going on in the world that 2024 shows some improvement in all of those things, but equally in everybody's business. And that, you know, the last call, my big wish for Christmas is that we all get on and collaborate, whether that's in the industry or across the world, frankly. I know that's a bit of like I'm asking for world peace, but yeah, I hope 2024 is a year where we work together to make things better for everybody. That's it really from us this year. We will see you in 2024. We start with events fairly quickly on. Make sure you come along to the Spring Conference, 11th of March. You will have, if you're a member or a partner, got a registration.
Oh, whoa, Clive. We have two sets of conference before then. We have our accommodation conference and we have our air conference. So we've got three coming up in Q1. So people need to go to the website and check. Mm-hmm.
Register.
Yes, exactly that.
And do watch out early in the new year. You will be revealed where we're going for the conference in the autumn, and we will be asking you to register as soon as possible. So there's a little Christmas gift in January and where our conference is going to be. But that's it. Hope you've enjoyed listening. Andrew, thank you for being co-host on these podcasts this year. We look forward to doing more next year. And on behalf of all of us at BTA, have a very Merry Christmas and a fantastic 2024. See you soon.
See you soon.
That was the BTA podcast. BTA, the voice of business travel.